The goal of the bill, known as the Voter Registration Efficiency Act, is to make it less likely for a person to be registered to vote in more than one state. If they're not registered in multiple states, they can't illegally vote more than once. So the bill would require that when someone applies for a driver's license in a new state, they would have to answer a question about whether they also intend to change their voter registration to that state. This is Chris Thomas, the elections director in Michigan.
This is a straightforward question. Is this your state for voting purposes, yes or no?
Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett also testified in a hearing on the bill today. He says Arizona already works to prevent people from being registered to vote in more than one state. He says Arizona and 22 other states share voter registration rolls to see if people registered to vote here have moved or voted in another state.
Once an election occurs in Arizona, we share our file as to who voted, obviously not how they voted, but who voted. We share four pieces of information, their last name, their first name, a date of birth, and the last four digits of a Social Security number.
Bennett says the system has helped find tens of thousands of duplicate registrations and even contributed to prosecution of more than a dozen people who voted twice in presidential or congressional elections. Bennett says the proposal to ensure each person is only registered to vote in one state would not be a burden for state elections officials.
I don't see anything in the legislation that's going to complicate that or make it more expensive.
Elizabeth McNamara is president of the League of Women Voters, and she says there are some potential problems with the voter registration changes proposed in the bill. One thing she's concerned about is people being improperly removed from voter registration lists. In many states, voter registration is linked with driver's license information.
Errors likely will be introduced under H.R. 2115 at multiple steps, beginning when the motor vehicle authority in one state copies the data from the applicant's paper application form and sends it to the second state's motor vehicle authority.
She says electronic records are the best way to prevent those kinds of errors. McNamara says there are other problems with the bill, but they can easily be solved before it gets to a formal vote in the U.S. House. Thomas, the Michigan State Elections Director, says the proposed concept of asking people whether they want to change their voter registration when they get a new driver's license is simple. It doesn't mean everyone who gets a driver's license in another state will automatically lose their voter registration.
This is a straightforward question. Is this your state for voting purposes, yes or no? And if they say no, the question was asked by Ms. McNamara in her testimony is, well, what would happen if they don't answer it or they answer no? Well, then, particularly if they say no, then we won't take any action.
The bill hasn't had a formal vote in the U.S. House of Representatives, and congressional leaders say it will likely be tweaked before it is up for a vote. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.